Revolution on Tuesdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, and praise is His right, since Him deserves it, abundant praise. I seek refuge in Him from the evil of my soul, for surely the soul commands to evil, except as my Lord has mercy. I seek refuge in Him from the evil of Satan, who adds sins to my sin. I seek protection with Him from every wicked tyrant and unjust sovereign and conquering enemy. O Allah, place me among Thy troops are the victors, and place me in Thy party, for Thy party are the ones who prosper. And place me among Thy friends, for Thy friends, no fear shall be upon them, nor shall they sorrow. O Allah, set right for me my religion, for it is the preserving tie of my affair. Set right for me my hereafter, for it is the abode of my permanent lodging, and to it I flee from the neighborhood of the vile. Make life an increase for me in every good, and death an ease for me from every evil. O Allah, bless Muhammad, the seal of the prophets, and the completion of the number of the envoys, and his household, the good, the pure, and his household, the good, the pure, and his companions, the distinguished. Give me on the Tuesday three things. Leave no sin for me unless Thou forgives it. And leave no grief unless Thou takes it away. And leave no enemy. And leave no enemy unless Thou repels them. By means of in the name of Allah, the best of the names. In the name of Allah, Lord of earth and heaven, I seek to repulse every hateful thing, the first of which is His anger. And I seek to attract every lovable thing, the first of which is His good pleasure. So seal me with forgiveness from Thee, O Patron of Beneficence.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful, dear brothers and sisters, Salamun Alaikum. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon all of you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, especially this program, today's special. Our topic is laziness in the view of Islam. I invite you to be with this episode of today's special.
My God.
open the calendar. Today, Monday, is the 28th of Jamadi Thani, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 11th of Bahman, 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 31st of January, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's listen to verses 19 to 21 of chapter Anbiya from the Holy Quran.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وله من في السماوات والأرض ومن عنده لا يستكبرون عن عبادته ولا يستحسرون.
To him belongs whoever is in the heavens and the earth, and those near him are not prevented by arrogance from his worship, nor do they tire.
يسبحون الليل والنهار لا يفترون.
They exalt him night and day and do not slacken.
أم اتخذوا آلهة من الأرض هم ينشرون.
Or have men taken for themselves gods from the earth who resurrect the dead?
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
In figurative ownerships, the further man becomes near to Allah, he fears less, and therefore he sometimes commits a vice too. But in real ownerships, the nearer a man becomes to Allah, he worships him more. In view of the fact that there may appear this thought that how Allah is in need of faith and worship, the Quran pays to answer this question. Thus, his order of faith, worship, righteous deed, and servitude upon you all are for your own interest and your benefit.
يا رحمن يا مبدع الأكوان يا رب يا رحمن يا مبدع الأكوان إليك قلبا يذوب حبا بالنور والإيمان إليك قلبا يذوب حبا بالنور والإيمان بالنور والإيمان.
Still, we continue knowing about laziness in the view of Islam. This is IRIB English Radio, today's special. Islam is a religion that teaches people to be eager to work. This is some proofs that Islam teaches human beings to always be keen on their lives and not being lazy. Islam teaches us to concentrate hugely on the matter of causes by reciting supplication, which mainly contains a plea to be freed from laziness. And it is true, it teaches us to have a non-instant minded. It means that Islam teaches us to be patient and follow the rules that are essential to reach success. It also means that basically we are not allowed to ask for the result. Instead, we should restrain ourselves and walk step by step and perfecting the process or causes to achieve success. Isn't a cause will create an effect? If the cause is good, the effect or result will be good either, and vice versa. If the process is decent, so is the result. Dr. Fakhr Rouhani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bi nasta'in. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with idleness in Islam. Another characteristic of an idle person is that, owing to idleness, this person is instigated by Satan to move toward committing sins and even committing crimes, because nobody may sit still. Being active is very important. Psychologically, everybody or wants to be active. However, when this activity is aimless, and I mean, this spending time is quite aimless, out of this aimlessness, many other unfavorable consequences or deficiencies may come out and may pop out. Imam Ali alayhi salam indicated that spend your energy on those things to which you need, I mean, on the things you need, and never spend your energy on the things or jobs you don't need. It implies that everybody is expected to decide for him or herself, okay, what's the meaning of idleness and in what way or ways one may make the most of his lifetime, money, energy, intelligence, and education, and everything, and all these, I mean, assets and God granted graces. At the same time, we find that, I mean, in order to get away from idleness, first some important jobs should be practiced. First of all, people are expected to get away from committing sins, because when committing sins instigates people to, I mean, to practice idleness. You can't find any conscientious religious and, I mean, any fair-minded person to like idleness. And detesting idleness doesn't have anything to do with the Islamic religion or otherwise. Okay, this is something quite human. Everybody can sense it.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIV English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every part.
Today is a special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
Among kinds of laziness, we reach to employment laziness. Yes, this is the one that destroys many companies where employees are lazy from fulfilling their duties, hence hurting suppliers, customers, investors, and all those involved. Laziness by wasting time, not performing the task properly, turning up late, trying to trick the system, or simply accepting bribery to fast-track certain tasks at the expense of others. Employment laziness also can be in the form of not working hard enough or competing for promotions or for special assignments. Employment laziness sometimes comes after retirement as well, when the retiree simply succumbs to sedentary lifestyle, consuming his or her pension and waiting for death.
I know I'm waiting for some. Something to happen to me. This waiting comes with trials and challenges. Nothing in life is free. My Lord, show me right from wrong. Give me light, make me strong. I know the road is long, make me strong.
Dear brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, this is the continuation of today's special. We follow tips to overcome laziness. And in this part, we know about thinking about benefits. Think about the benefits you will gain if you overcome your laziness and take action, instead of thinking about the difficulties or obstacles. Focusing on the difficulties of the task or action leads to discouragement, avoidance of taking action, and laziness. It is important that you focus your mind and attention on the benefits, not on the difficulties. Think about the consequences. Think about what will happen if you succumb to laziness and don't perform your task or chore. thinking about the consequences of not acting can also push you to take action.
So let's give a couple of signs of laziness. Let's see, do we fit or do we not fit? Do we fit the characteristics of a lazy person or no? Number one, a lot of sleeping. A lot of sleeping. A sign of a lazy person is that he sleeps more than he's awake. I know some youth, mashallah, when it comes to sleeping, 13 hours, 14 hours, they don't get tired of sleeping. And you know, the thing about sleep is the more you sleep, the more you want to sleep. Get your body in the habit of sleeping less and working more. We can teach our bodies, believe me. This humanly body of ours, yes, it needs to sleep, it needs to eat, it needs to drink. But we teach our bodies what it needs. I know some scholars for years, they used to sleep for 4 hours or 5 hours a day. Now, I'm not asking you to sleep for 4 hours. Each person needs maybe 7 hours of sleep, no more. If you're sleeping more than that, you're not achieving, you're not producing, you're wasting that time. So this is one, a lot of sleep. Another sign of a lazy person is very little production, very little contribution. What did you do this year? What did you achieve? What is it that you do? Of course, achievement and production is relative. It depends on what you do. If you're a doctor, your achievements are different than if you're a lawyer or an engineer or a professor or a scholar in Hawza, for example. How much did you contribute in your line of work? You should know that. Did you achieve and produce and contribute or no? Lazy people do not contribute. They have nothing to contribute. Three, a sign of a lazy person is that he always has excuses. Why don't you have a job? Oh, don't you know about the economy? Don't you know that I'm a Muslim and here there's Islamophobia? And because I'm a Muslim, I can't get job. I can't get a job. Don't you? They'll make up excuses. They're the experts in excuses and justifications. When you tell them, why don't you study? Why don't you do this? Why don't you get a job? Why don't you get a promotion? They always have their excuses ready. Before you even ask the question, they have their excuses ready. That's the sign of a lazy person. He never blames himself. He never says, yes, it's because of me. It's because I don't have a strong intention or strong willpower. No, a lazy person always makes excuse. They're good at making excuses for themselves. And they never put the blame on themselves.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was another episode of today's special. Of course, we opened a new topic about laziness and Islamic viewpoint about it. So we continue, inshallah, in the next episode. I invite you to rejoin us again. Till then, have a nice time.
They told me that I'm crazy, who you're praying for. They told me there is nothing, who you're looking for. Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were like, yes, I was mesmerized. But deep inside I know that there's a better world. Cause I'm a believer. I'm a believer.
Food for thought.
Hello everyone, and let us ponder on an aphorism worth pondering upon from Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him, the vicegerent of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. He who gallops with loose rein collides with death.
in this journey. IRIB English Radio. Please log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/EN.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hussain Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a beautiful tradition which has been narrated from the first Imam, Imam Ali alayhi salam, regarding self-scrutiny. In Arabic, we call this muraqabatun nafs, to scrutinize oneself, to take it into account. This is one of those very good habits that every person should do. This is something that everybody does, right? People evaluate themselves, assess themselves, but usually we don't think about this as something necessary in matters of religion. We do it in our schoolwork, we do it in our business, in our jobs. We rarely ever use this very good trait. It's far as religion and spirituality is concerned, whereas this is something very important in religion. If we want to progress in religion and come out of this world, enter the hereafter with felicity, spiritual felicity, it's necessary for us to use this and to take this habit and adopt it in ourselves. In this tradition, the Imam says, the rational man must calculate his soul's misdeeds against religion. Meaning you should weigh them against the edicts and the rules of religion and see, if he has done something against religion. He should calculate his soul's misdeeds against religion, and then reason, ethical virtues, and good moral conduct. Of course, here in this tradition, the Imam he separates religion from reason, ethical virtues, and good moral conduct. Whereas, this is a case where all of these things are in some way a part of our religion. Reason, we consider it as the inner hujjat, you know, the hujjat or the proof that God has placed within us. It's a part of religion. So here when the Imam is speaking about religion as opposed to reason, he's speaking about religion, the manifest religion, you know, the actual religion which has been revealed in the form of edicts and rules and these kind of things in the Quran and the Hadith. In continuation, the Imam says, he must gather this information within himself or write it down in a book and work at eradicating them. This is very interesting. And conduct this self-scrutiny and self-examination assessment and remember it and then think about it and act upon it. Or if he can't remember it and keep it in his mind, he should even write it down. This is something very beautiful, that the Imam was so, this is such an important trait, that the Imam says that if he can't remember this assessment, he should write it down, and then he should work at eradicating those faults and those mistakes from himself. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at self-scrutiny and its importance in Islam from the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hosseinov for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure. Oh Lord, here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك رب بقرآن جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناديتك أرجو غفرانا يا من ينجينا إحسانا ودعوتك رب بقرآن.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
Dear respected brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is Habibullah Fasihzada with the Let's Recite the Holy Quran, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools
of
Network.
Me.
Yeah. And also a group of students of Sevier International School. I really welcome you all again. Thank you so much for joining us. So we have here Muhammad Hadi Naghawi and
Sayyid
Muhammad Hadi and Naghawi. Yes? Sayyid is very important.
Yeah.
Okay, correct. And we have Mahdi al Hussein, right? Am I right? And then we have Minhal al Hussein Nasser, right?
Yeah.
And also?
Sayyid Muhammad Yahya Ja'fari.
Great. Sayyid Muhammad Yahya Ja'fari. And of course, me again, Habibullah Fasihzada here, okay? So, our first objective in holding these sessions to be able to read the words in the Quran, to identify the letters. If, for example, we listen to a qari or reciter, we have to be able to understand him, right?
Yeah.
For example, the qari recites one surah, we have to understand what words do he say, yes? Or what letters, what harakat. So this is called reading of the Quran. And dear respected brothers and sisters, now, inshallah, if I ask any of our friends here, they are able to read from any part of the Quran. So I mean they can read the words. Maybe there will be kind of mistakes, but of course they can read the words of the Quran, right? So, for example, let me ask them some questions. I will choose a page and tell them to recite.
Sir, I'm
pick one page, okay.
I'll pick page for you.
That's okay.
No, I will. Because I read the best.
Oh.
So hurry up. Page.
Go, let's go.
Page.
How about I just?
No, this is. You'll say 10.
Dear Muslim okay. and brothers and sisters, how is your reading?
338.
And you better read the whole page.
Just listen up.
You're not allowed to skip any lines.
Yeah, listen to one thing, okay?
338?
Brothers and sisters, listen to one thing. There are a lot of students, okay? They have learned how to read the Quran. They know all the rules. But there is something that keeping them from reading, yes?
There is something that
does not let them go in and read. Yeah, it
they
says, no, you can't, no, you
line.
Can't. Yeah, they say there is a feeling that tells them, okay, you can't. Oh, you make mistake, you get this wrong, okay? Try to fix this. Challenge this, okay? Never let it defeat you, okay? You have to defeat it. Of course, you have learned all the rules. You can do it, okay? Understood, Mahdi?
Sir, for some reason, I can't read Arabic.
One of the reasons is that you think, listen, Mahdi, one of the reasons that you think you cannot read Arabic is this thought that you have. You have to change it to, I can read.
I can read Arabic.
No more things. Just say, I can read. I can read three times.
Louder.
I can read.
One more time.
I can read.
Okay. Never say, don't say anything, okay? Stop. Just remember that you can read.
I know, but
you are a good reciter.
I can read.
You have a good voice, okay? You can read. But no bad.
Sir, I can read a little bit.
Don't say a little bit. I can read very well. Let's just say. Say it. One, two. Say it. Come on.
Sorry, he don't know how to lie.
Lie this time. One, two. Say, I can read it. Well.
I can read.
Very well.
Very well.
Okay. No. Don't say anything else, okay? Keep it in mind. So 338.
Our brother says
that
you have to read louder. وَيَسْتَعْجِلُونَكَ بِالْعَذَابِ وَلَنْ يُخْلِفَ اللَّهُ وَعْدَهُ وَإِنَّ يَوْمًا عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ كَأَلْفِ سَنَةٍ مِمَّا تَعُدُّونَ وكأي من قرية أمليت لها وهي ظالمة ثم أخذتما وإلي المصير.
ما شاء الله. Go to the last ayah. Is it okay, Mahdi?
No.
Last ayah.
No, sir, yes.
Go to the last ayah, okay, because we don't have time. So, the last ayah.
ولا يزال الذي الذين كفروا في مليه
What about noon?
ولا يزال الذين كفروا
So what is the difference between the and the second one? ولا يزال الذين
The first
ولا يزال
Okay, let's say that.
ولا يزال الذين كفروا في مرية منه
ميم هاز
ميم هاز كسرة
Okay, في مر
في مر في مر في مرية منه حتى تأتيهم تأتيهم
No. What does ya have? Is your shocking that you say تأتي
تأتيهم
تأتيهم
تأتيهم ساعات بغتة أو يأتيهم عذاب يوم القيامة
عذاب يوم القيامة
يوم حقيم
عذاب يوم حقيم That's good عذاب يوم القيامة It means he knows a lot about Qiyamah and he's very very like are you interested or kind of afraid? Which one? I'm sure you're interested because students of Quran they are not afraid of Qiyamah
IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Xavier International Schools presents Let's recite the Quran
Page 480?
480,
48. Come on. 48,
I only has one ayah. I have to read it?
Yeah.
No, he has three.
No, that's difficult.
48.
Sir, 48
just
only
one
has one ayah.
Page 48?
Yeah, 48.
Just
one
ayah. Just one ayah.
Oh, that must be very difficult.
No, this is so difficult.
I have to read one ayah.
Yes, 180.
The whole page is just one ayah. Did you know this is the longest ayah?
Yeah, I know.
What is the shortest ayah?
It's Alif Lam.
Alif Lam.
Shad.
Pa.
Pa.
Wait,
it's here.
No, we don't have pa.
No, we have
pa.
So we have pa.
Good. So, we will recite, inshallah, this page.
Which page?
Okay, 48. Page 48. I will recite. Listen up. I will recite, you repeat after me. Okay? So, respected brothers and sisters, we are on page 48. Grab the Quran. Page 48. We will recite. Inshallah, our friends, students here, they will repeat us. Repeat after us, and please join them. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
يا أيها الذين آمنوا
يا أيها الذين آمنوا
إذا تداينتم بدين Because now we are practicing, I recited bidaynin. Otherwise, I have to change the tanwin to sukun bidayn. Okay? So, ila ajalim musamman faktubu.
Ila ajalim faktubu.
Again. Ila ajalim musamman faktubu.
Ila ajalim musamman
faktubu. Why do you say ajlin?
Ajlin.
Sorry, I can't say the
Quran.
Because it's ajlin.
Ajalim.
Ajalim.
Okay, so. بينكم كاتب بالعدل
وليكتب
بينكم
كاتب بالعدل
Look, you. Inshallah, you will study. No, you will study. Inshallah, كاتب. You change it
last
to me.
Okay, the last one.
You're not paying attention. ولا يأبى كاتب
أن يكتب
كما علمه الله
Sort the last line.
Okay.
Sir, can you recite this whole page with one breath?
Yeah, inshallah, I will do it.
Is one ayah.
No problem.
So you would do like this.
So thank you so much. Thank you so much. God bless you. That's enough, okay? Up to this part, inshallah, we'll continue. We'll get back, okay? But before we go, let's give thanks to IRIB English.
And say Muhammad Yahya Jaafari from
Saint Muhammad Hadi Nangavi
from Xavier International School
and Ali Abdul Basit
and Pakistan.
Okay. So thank you so much. Let's recite a salawat.
Allahumma
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنست الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن
The Ocean of Dua أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned.
اللهم عظم بلائي وأفرط بي سوء حالي وقصرت بي أعمالي وقعدت بي أغلالي وحبسني عن نفعي بعد آمالي وخدعتني الدنيا بغرورها ونفسي بجنايتها
Brothers and sisters, we were discussing this part of the Kumail supplication. اللهم عظم بلائي O Allah, my tribulation is tremendous. وأفرط بي سوء حالي. My bad state is excessive. Up to now, we have discussed two meanings of bala mentioned by the scholars. The first meaning was the sins, and the second, which was discussed in the previous program, was remoteness from Almighty Allah's closeness. Now, it has been mentioned that tribulation means ignorance. That is mainly because ignorance is the root of all difficulties, all deprivations, and all eternal misfortunes. The commander of the believers, Imam Ali alayhi salam, in a tradition about ignorance, states, "Al-jahlu da'un wa'ya." Ignorance is a kind of illness and disability. Al-jahlu adwa'u da'. Ignorance is the most severe kind of illness. Al-jahlu mumitu al-ahya wa mukhallidu al-shaqa. Ignorance kills the alive and perpetuates misfortune. And then he continues, Al-jahilu la ya'rifu taqsirahu wa la yaqbalu minan nasihilah. The ignorant one does not recognize his own fault and does not accept the advice of the benevolent. Al-jahilu mayyitun wa in kana hayyan. An ignorant person is dead, Imam Ali alayhi salam says, though he is alive apparently. And then he alayhi salam continues saying, Al-jahilu sakhratun la yanfajiru ma'uha. An ignorant person is like a rock which does not flow water. وَشَجَرَةٌ لَا يَخْضَرُّ عُودُهَا. A tree which does not bear a green leaf. وَأَرْضٌ لَا يَظْهَرُ عُشْبُهَا. Or a ground that does not grow a plant. So Imam Ali alayhi salam says that jahil, the ignorant, is futile. He looks like a sterile ground that benefits no one.
Oh Allah, my trials and sufferings have increased and my evilness has worsened. My good deeds have diminished and my misdeeds have become firm. And remote hopes restrain me from profiting with good deeds. And the world has deceived me with its allurements and my own self has been affected by treachery and my delay. Therefore, my Lord, I ask you by your greatness not to let my sins and my misdeeds veil my supplications from you, and not to disgrace me by exposing those of which you have knowledge, nor to hasten my retribution for those vices and misdeeds committed by me in secret, which were due to evil-mindedness, ignorance, excessive lustfulness, and my negligence.
Thank you, Allah, let me hear, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God speaks with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
Imam Ali alayhi salam addresses Allah in one of his supplications this way, Anal jahil, I am an ignorant person. And then he continues to talk about why some people deserve to be called the ignorance. Asaytuka bijahli, I disobeyed you because of my ignorance. Wartakabtu dhunuba bijahli, I committed sins because of my ignorance. وَسَهَوْتُ عَنْ ذِكْرِكَ بِجَهْلِي, because of my ignorance I forgot your remembrance. وَرَكَنْتُ إِلَى الدُّنْيَا بِجَهْلِي, I got interested in the material world because of my ignorance. I relied on the world. the truthful and pious servant knows that the Almighty Allah has a kind of strength through which dominates everything. He is aware of this phrase, بِقُوَّتِكَ الَّتِي قَهَرْتَ بِهَا كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. Through your strength you have dominated everything. The true servant believes that no strength is independent from his strength. Every kind of strength and power we see in the world is a ray of his power. لَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. There is no power but that it is Almighty Allah's. All creatures, all beings that have been created by the Almighty Allah's mercy are created by His power, and the compassionate creator of the world has kind of unrelenting power over everything, and He is the one who dominates everyone and everything. And this fact is what the ignorant one is unaware of. He is ignorant of the attributes of the Almighty Allah introduced in all our supplications and verses of the Holy Quran. That's why such a person deserves to be called dead. Al-Jahilu Mayyit. An ignorant person is dead, Imam Ali alayhi salam says. So, this is the third meaning that the scholars have mentioned for bala. Allahumma azuma bala'i. O Allah, my tribulation is tremendous. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this program. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
From the heart of beautiful Iran.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ahli baytihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge. where we are discussing about the Charter of Islamic Covenants based on Imam Ali alayhi salam's sermons, Imam Ali alayhi salam's sermons in Nahj al-Balagha. We are presently discussing the third sermon, where Imam Ali alayhi salam gives an outline of the purpose behind his governance. But of course, in this sermon, he stresses about the importance of taking lessons from the previous generations, from the taking lessons from the evil actions of what previous people did, and the result of that, especially rulers who took into their hands to lead the community without divine authority. He tells us to think about these things. Think about the leaders, think about the community, and what happened to it because of that. And of course, the polytheism that had arrived, which was in the form of allowing people to take control of the Islamic leadership who did not have any real authority from God, and they would lead based on their own whims and thoughts and desires. This was the problem that the community faced. But here is where Imam Ali alayhi salam stresses the importance of looking at history, of understanding and studying the generations of the past, to look at how we can solve the problems. And I mentioned the issue of the discussion of Sayyid Sharafuddin and what he did to solve the problems of the Shias in that population. There's a lot we can learn from these scholars. Inshallah, I'll just give a few examples of their role, and inshallah we will then continue with our discussion.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
The scholars of the Muslim world, especially of the Shias, they have a very important role, and that role is to watch out for the community and for the people. We have got great scholars. The scholar I mentioned previously in the previous session was Sayyid Sharafuddin Amili, who was a very, very powerful scholar who solved the problems of the Shias over there and in Lebanon, where they were suffering the worst forms of humiliation and degradation, but he brought them to the level of honor and respect. We have great scholars, of course. One of them is Sheikh